This is Roger Sean again. It's 6:51 p.m. on August 24th, 2023. And today is a Thursday. I just dropped off my last rider at on Beach Drive in St. Petersburg. And now I'm going to head back to Minto County. I made like a little over $60 today, and it took like 3 trips. I completed 3 trips. Anyway, what I want to talk about today is, like, if you look on eBay and Amazon, there are these, like, you know, like cards that you hang in your car for Uber drivers, for people that, you know, not to slam the door in your car, which does almost pretty much no damage. People that close the door in your car, they don't know how much force they need to add. They just want to make sure and get it closed. Slam doors are way better. I let all that stuff go. Who cares about that stuff? But a door left open, now that is a problem. That's happened to me 3 or 4 times. And that is a pain in the ass. So when a door gets left open, that's a pain in the butt. But when a door gets slammed, I really don't care about that. I mean, like, I remember one time when I first started driving, I think it was like 2018, I asked this one lady not to bring her drink in my car, and that was the last time that I talked to anybody about it. But she got really pissed off about it and slammed the door. I was taking her and her boyfriend. I've been to her house before. I was taking her and her boyfriend to another bar. But first, we stopped off at her house. And on the way to her house, because she was pissed off about me telling her not to bring the drink in my car. So she said, "We're good. Don't ever come to my house again." Then she slammed the door. I was like, dang. I mean, she was really mad about that drink, which is hilarious to me. But anyway, let's see. Waze says that I'm going to be home at 7:26 p.m. And it's usually pretty accurate. Like last night, it said I was going to be home at like 8:18. And I got home at 8:17, which is pretty cool. So this is what I call the expensive way. But because Governor Ron DeSantis gives back for a year half of the tolls that I pay, that I go through, as long as I go over more than 30 a month or something like that, I don't know. They give back 50%. That's a big deal. Like, SunPass has always been a one-way thing. Like, I pay them the money, and they take money the quickest. I mean, like, when you pay SunPass, they take the money out of your bank account with the quickness. I mean, it's like, I mean, just as fast as, you know, like, when you're at the, like, store or at the point of service and you use a debit card, like that. I mean, it's quick. But, like, one time when I was in Tampa after I dropped off my last fare on a Sunday, I was using SunPass. I was paying SunPass. I meant to pay, you know, like, I make it, like, I don't know, made it, like, $35 or $40 or something. I forget. And I fat figured something and put $245 in there. And then, like a retard, I click submit. So they took the money from my account on accident. They took it with the quickness. So I sent them an email and told them exactly what I needed. You know, like, I needed a refund, blah, blah, blah. That refund took 8 days. Not 1 week, it took 8 days. So they take the money from you with the quickness. But if you make a mistake and need a refund, that takes 8 days for SunPass to give you that money back. It's like, dang, that's a long time. So, and last night, they had the first 2024 presidential debates, and I wanted to watch them. I still want to watch them, but I got a lot of stuff to do. So I'm going to, you know, take care of that stuff and probably end up watching them, like, probably Monday or Tuesday. But I did watch, like, 20 minutes of it last night before I fell asleep, which was kind of cool. I was able to find out, you know, some stuff, like, you know, about a lot of candidates. What I saw the most of was Chris Christie. He was whining. He was whining a lot about a lot of stuff. And they were still attacking President Trump, ex-President Trump. He wasn't even there. I mean, I really don't care for him at all. But, you know, like, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. Like, I remember, like, A.S.A. Hutchinson and Chris Christie, they both were saying stuff about Trump and he wasn't even there. It was like, dang. And it's like, you know, my guy Ron DeSantis, he was like, you know, it's like the same thing all the time. Who cares if Donald Trump was there or was not there or whatever? Who cares about that? The only thing that really matters is the issues. You know, like, there's a lot of things wrong with America. You know, for being the greatest country in the world, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. I mean, and that's really all that matters. Like, all these other candidates, they want to talk about each other and what each other did. They want to attack each other and stuff. And blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, really all that matters, well, all that should matter to the next president, they're going to have to fix everything from this administration, from the Trump administration, from the Obama administration, from the Bush administration, from the Bush administration before that, from the Clinton administration. I mean, all the way back to Ronald, I would say, like, all the way back to, like, when they took us off the gold standard. But I guess if they can just, like, you know, like, pay off the national debt, that would be kind of cool. But whatever, I got hope, I guess.